Hello, women's wellness community. I am your host, Lucy Cotinho, joined by my lovely co-host, Nahal Horn. We hold this space as we all are going through our own personal transformations, but we get to do it together. We are also here to help amplify voices of women everywhere. These conversations always feel like we are having a warm cup of coffee or tea with a friend. So please grab yours and let's dive right into these conversations, right? So today we're actually taking a little different approach to our episodes, right? So I recently took a homecoming trip to my beloved homeland of Cabo Verde. This is where I was born, and I returned home after being away for 30 something years. Let me repeat that, 30 something years. I have not been back, and so it was my first trip back, and so we thought this would be a good chance to talk about my experience there. So I'm gonna hand it over to Nahal. I know she's been working on some questions, so we can dive right into that. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, Lucy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First of all, I saw your photos, your videos. I hope you've been able to share them with our viewers, our listeners. Must feel like a soul coming. I want to just ask a couple questions because I have so many questions and I know our listeners do too. But can you just start off by telling us, like, what prompted this trip after 30 long years?
Yeah, so a friend of mine came to me. You know, she was planning a trip to go out there for her birthday, to celebrate her birthday, and she goes frequently. It's her second home, if you will. And I said, of course, you know, I would love to go and celebrate your birthday. It was a big milestone birthday for her, and I wanted to be a part of it. I had some reservations, of course, you know, a lot of, you know, just feeling really scared, nervous, and but at the same time excited, and really excited to go and find my roots again, and something inside of me. And the more I meditated on it, and the more I thought about it, I felt like it was the time. You know, I felt ready, and I especially felt ready to face some of my biggest fears. And I think one of my biggest fears has also been to go back home, because I feel like the longer I was away, the more it became very foreign to me, in terms of I didn't know what I was going to expect, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what I was going to find. And, you know, I've had very traumatic experiences associated, connected with home. For me, it was a place that I unfortunately lost my dad. Passed away when I was just 5 years old, and that is where he passed away. So I always had that, you know, in my heart and in my mind. Yeah. So going back there, I knew it would like open up the floodgates to, I don't know, to whatever feelings, and it just always felt overwhelming. And I wasn't, I don't think I was at a place emotionally, spiritually, and all the things to go and tackle that. But something in my spirit told me that it was time. It was now or never. And I finally, I had to face some things. And so I opened myself up to it. And as we get, you know, as we go further into the conversation, I will reveal more and more. But I just want to say that it was the best decision I've ever made.
That is absolutely beautiful, and definitely leads me just some more questions. And only when you're comfortable, only disclose everything you're comfortable for us, because I know there's so much emotion attached to this trip. But what are some things that you maybe learned about yourself once you got to your home country in Cape Verde and, you know, like the place of your birth, where your family and ancestors are from? What are some main things, maybe just even one thing that you learned about yourself once you got there?
I think once I got there, I was reminded that I had a whole culture. I belonged to a whole tribe of people. I had an identity. I had customs. I had traditions. I had a language. I had, you know, specific foods and tastes, and it just, it was so empowering, and I felt so rooted in knowing that, you know, that I, you know, I hit the ground and I felt really planted, and knowing that I had a sense of belonging. This was home. This is my home, and this is where I belong, you know. And that was a great reminder, is to know, because I think for a lot of us, what we're searching for, right, is a sense of belonging and sense yeah. of knowing who we are and where we come from. And it helps us to better navigate a life, you know? And so that feeling alone, just beginning with that, it was just like, wow. I was really just, wow is the word I can come up with in explaining that.
Well, that makes so much sense. Like, even that one word encapsulates just probably so much overwhelming feelings that have just flooded into you. And, you know, going through that experience, seeing your beautiful culture, seeing your beautiful family again.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what was their reactions when they saw you? Can you walk us through, like, maybe, I mean, like, people seeing you, was it just so overwhelming for them as well?
I mean, from the hugs and the looks, I would say yes. And it felt yes. like finally, you know, like our souls connected on that level where it was like, finally, you yeah. know. But it was like no time was lost. It was just pure joy and wow. like just like that ease of like, wow, finally. And so, yeah, I just, that moment will always, it will always stay with me, because we also forget how much we mean to people mm-hmm. and how much our presence and our energies and our love, it's really, it's needed and it's so appreciated. And so that was also a great reminder, like, go where you're accepted, go towards, mm-hmm. you know, the love is. And, so that's what it was. It also served as a great reminder, you know. It's like we run away from the things that and the people that love us the most. Yeah. And those are the things and the people that we should be, you know, investing in and running back towards. And so that was a huge reminder too, as we're running away from something, just keep in mind, make sure you're running towards something that is also inviting and accepting and loving towards you.
Yes, I love the way that you put that. And then also seeing like the love and the beautiful reflection of yourself being reflected back to you, and just the probably the warm embraces and just the joy it must have felt on both ends to see you. Yeah. And yeah. your family there. I'm so curious, were there any things that you learned maybe about your family that you didn't know before, or Cape Verde in general, like the culture?
There were a lot of things that were a little culture shock in terms uh-huh. of, you know, I've been in the U.S. since I was a little girl. You know, I've gotten all my education here. I've been pretty much raised here. Yeah. However, I did grow up speaking the language. I grew up eating the foods. I grew up in a very traditional family, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, my formative years were also spent in neighborhoods where a lot of Cape Verdeans lived, and you know, so we were really immersed in the culture. So I didn't feel like I was completely disconnected. However, going back, there were things that I did notice was that, and something that really stuck out to me was how much we are rooted in African traditions and and how we look very African and how, you know, it just the island pulsated with the African energy. Uh-huh. And I think that's what really stood out to me the most and felt the most. That's what felt the most beautiful to me, you know, from the vendors on the streets and just being free and just you know, just enjoying and appreciating the smallest things in that life has to offer, you know, just being like the word that kept being bounced around was no stress. Like you walk around, you even see like, you know, like these signs that no stress. And it was just like,
wish we had that here.
Yeah. And it was just in contrast to living in America and, and you know, and being raised here. So I really appreciated that, like, just being more grounded and being more appreciative of. And also, if I'm being really honest, recognizing my own privilege, you know, being a Cape Verdean American, is that there are so many privileges here. And I vowed not to complain. I said, you have nothing to complain about. And the next time you catch yourself complaining or feeling like, you know, you don't have enough, or I have to get, just breathe and pause and, you know, be grateful for the things that you do have. Like we have a lot, And, so those are the things that were really noticeable for me. And that really helped me to get more grounded. You know, I was just like, wow. You know, just appreciating the simplicity of life and focusing more on what truly matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so that completely like shifted. It helped to shift my mindset. Not that I do want to say this. I wasn't far from it, but it was a good reminder. It was like a good nudge, like, you know, just remember, you know, just remember. And so I brought that back with me.
I love that. I was just going to ask you, like, where do you see yourself going now that you've had this beautiful homecoming experience? Like, where is Lucy going to go next? Like, physically, mentally, spiritually?
Spiritually, I am just in a different place. I feel more settled, more at ease. I feel more at peace. Because, you know, taking the trip, I knew I needed the trip because I was going through, like, you know, even having graduated almost a year now with my master's degree, I was going through months of, like, really feeling lost, like, what now? You know, I reached this really high point. I was like, yeah, you know, I accomplished another milestone, like I have another degree and I feel amazing. And then months later I had the biggest crash, you know, I was applying for jobs, going on interviews, nothing was working. I didn't really know where I was going. I couldn't see it. I was just like, you know, all the vision and all the goals that I had, I was just like, I just don't see it. I don't feel it. I was going through a really hard time. And so spiritually, I wasn't doing well. Emotionally, I was going through a lot. But going on that trip, and it's ironic too, because right before I went on that trip, I received a job offer.
Yeah.
Then it was amazing how it happened. It was something that actually came to me. I didn't even apply to it. I got called for this job offer, and it was the perfect job.
Yeah.
For me. And so, and I just started paying attention to the signs. And then this trip came up, and everything started aligning for me. And then I went on the trip, and it was just like more validation of the reminder. What it said to me is that you have faith, keep the hope, yes. and listen to life's clues, because there's always something there for you to gather. There's always lessons for you to get. And sometimes we have plans, you know, we have all these plans, but our plans might not be the best plan. There's something even greater out there for you. And so listen.
I don't know about anyone else listening, but that just completely put me at ease. So I hope it has the same effect, because those are some wise words, my friend.
No, I do appreciate that. And I had to work through that, you know, as a person that's like A-type personality, you know, I am a planner.
Yeah.
I have like this control thing based on, you know, fear, trauma, whatever you want to name it.
Of course.
We all have some sort of degrees of it, but just sometimes just letting go and having faith and allowing life to kind of unfold and direct you. It's almost like being, and I even got to drive a boat on the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh my God.
While I was on my trip. And now that I'm thinking about this, you know, metaphor of life is just, you know, I took on the wheel and I'm trying to take control over it. But then I'm like, once I kind of let go of the control, the ship started, I shouldn't say ship, but the boat started. It was like a smoother, more pleasant ride, because as I was easing into it and going with the waves, it was just like, wow, this is actually a magical like journey. And it just felt so good, and I allowed the sun and the wind to hit my face, and I was just like, I'm just going.
Freedom,
you know, freedom. It felt so free.
Wow.
And so that's, I pretty much vowed to live my life that way, the same way I was on that boat, driving that boat, and I I kind of like, I wasn't as, you know, how sometimes you're just like gripping on the wheel and you're controlling it. You're like, no, but I want to go this way and it's gonna go this way. I just eased into it. You know, I let go of the grip little by little, and I just allowed myself to ride the waves.
Oh my God.
As the wave goes up, I go up with it. As it comes down, I go down with it.
My God.
There's freedom in that. There's freedom
in letting go.
In letting go. And so that was my biggest takeaway. And the whole thing was that, you know, I have been holding on too tightly, and I need to let go so I can live a life of joy and feel more free.
Oh my gosh. Beautifully put. It's almost like we just did a meditation right there, Lucy. Like I imagined you on the boat and you're going up and down with the waves and everybody, including me listening, is just like feeling like that trust again. If you've been lacking trust or feeling lost, this is your sign right here to let go and trust.
And trust, let go and trust. I love that. Ooh. You've articulated it in that way because that's exactly what I'm feeling. So definitely let go and trust.
Let go and trust. And just what a beautiful journey. I hope you can share more with us. If there's anything else that you'd like to share, any like last words of maybe wisdom or anything, any part of the experience that you feel has really changed you, please share that with us.
I like to say my last words would be, whatever fear you have, whatever you're holding on to, whatever story you're holding on to about yourself, whatever you're carrying, take that off, put it down. You are not your story. You are so much more than that. And then once you're able to unpack that and put it down, you're able to allow yourself the freedom and the joy to move forward with life, with a new story, with a new narrative. You know, I think sometimes we hold on. It's almost like we hold on to our stories, our traumas, our, you know, whatever happened to us, because we're so loyal to those stories that we have. Like, who am I without this story? But I would challenge you and say, but who can you become without that story? What potential is ahead of that story? So that's what I would challenge you, because that's what I had to challenge myself with. There's a lot of things that I left behind on that island, on my home island of Cabo Verde. As I said, you know, I put this down and I leave it here. And I remember, I do want to share this very special moment that I had with my sister by the ocean in one of the most spiritual, amazing islands. It personally for me, Sant Anton, beautiful nature, water, everything. It has all the magic. And then we sat there and we had the most amazing conversation. And I remember telling her, I said, you know, these are the things that I'm leaving here, that I'm unpacking here, and that I'm putting down so I can be able to get up and move forward with my life. Ooh, that makes me feel so emotional, because it was heavy, because I was heavy. You know, I was so heavy, and I said, no, I'm not gonna carry this. It's not even mine to carry, first of all. It's not my stuff to carry, so I'm putting it down, and I left it there, and I let it go with the waves and the ocean, and I just said, I relinquish it all. And what?
Like a ritual.
Like a ritual. So I did want to share that special moment with, shout out to my sister. And I'm so fortunate that she was actually a big part of that journey as well. She was with me out there, so that was beautiful. In short, it was such a life-giving trip, very transformative. I truly believe that I'm not the same person that I left here and came back and that makes me happy. It makes me so happy. it's a testament of my growth, my continued growth, and so I don't know. I feel really good about it, and I'm definitely at a different I'm at a different space in my life, and I'm especially excited for what's to come. I'm open. I'm trusting, and I'm letting go. And so, yeah.
That is so beautiful. And I feel like you gave us all permission to do the same with this interview today. I'm definitely going to take some of your advice based on your beautiful homecoming trip. It's a new transformed Lucy.
It is. It is. And thank you for allowing me this space.
Of course. It's beautiful.
Share. Yeah, thank you.
Can I come with you next time?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely taking it with me. Absolutely. You will love it.
Yeah. I know I will. Can't wait. Yes.
And for those of you who are curious about where Cape Verde is located, how to find it, how to book your trip and all the things, it's Cabo Verde, C-A-B-O, Verde, B-E-R-D-E. Look it up. I guarantee you will thank me later.
Oh, yeah.
And I do hope you make it there, off the coast of Africa. If you look across Senegal on the west coast, you will see these 10 little islands. So magical place. And if you are curious enough, also I've been posting a lot of photos and videos documenting my trip, so you can find it on my Instagram at luce.inspiration. I'll be talking more about that, and also also join us on our Women's Wellness Podcast Instagram page. We always sprinkle inspiration and updates on there, and it's a whole community of women, and it's always a pleasure to have you join us.
Yes. Sending so much love your way to all our listeners, and to you, Lucy.
Yes, thank you so much. Until the next time, sending you all so much love.